You're listening to SBS News.
2020 has been difficult, but your tax return doesn't have to be. Almost 14 million Australians will lodge their tax returns this year. Australian Tax Office Assistant Commissioner Karen Foate says economic measures taken by the Australian government to navigate through the pandemic make 2020 a very different tax year than usual.
Well, lots of people are in a different circumstance this year. So people might have income types that they haven't had before. And also people might be entitled to different deductions than they are usually. So we do expect to see a significant spike in working from home claims, but there are some other areas where we would expect claims to go down. For instance, work-related travel. We see a lot of people have had a decrease in their income.
The ATO expects an increase in work-related expense tax deductions and rental property claims. The tax office says if you plan to lodge your own return online, you must link your MyGov account to the ATO's online MyTax service. Ms. Foate says due to these changes, the ATO is providing extra support for people from all communities.
For individuals, just know that your tax return doesn't need to be in until October, so you still have a long time to be able to get your tax return sorted. We've got a range of information and help available to make doing your return easy, including in other languages.
If you are an individual, you need to lodge your tax by October 31st this year. If you plan on using a tax agent, you can have longer, but you need to be one of their clients before October 31st. So, what can and can't you claim if you've been working from home? Well, you can't claim mortgage or rent payments, tea, coffee or food, but you can claim part of the cost of the phone and internet. You can claim the cost of electricity for heating, cooling or lighting in the room in which you are working, but only for the time of hours worked. You can also claim cleaning products and furniture for your home workspace, but not for elsewhere in your home. Eleanor Cassapetis is a tax policy advisor with accounting agency CPA Australia. Ms. Cassapetis says tax agents can assess your circumstances and advise the best way for you to file your tax return.
Their role is to help smooth the way. So they know the ins and outs. They know what tax concessions, what tax benefits might be available, and they also know how to help you get it right because tax can be complicated. You can walk in with your paperwork and they will help you navigate what you're able to claim, to find those little bits and pieces that you might not know you're eligible for, and to reduce your tax bill legally. If you are having difficulties, for example, with a payment arrangement or you need to catch up on a few years worth of lodgement, a tax agent can help you through that process and also speak to the tax office on your behalf to help resolve some of those issues and find a way forward for you.
So, how are you affected if you are on JobKeeper? Employees that have received JobKeeper payments from their employer don't have to do anything different because the payments will be included as salary or wages earned in their regular income statement, which the employer provides to the ATO. The only thing that is different is your income statement that was formerly known as your payment summary, which can only be accessed via your MyGov account. If you use a tax agent, they also have access to this information, but the ATO's Karen Foate says the circumstances are different if you are a sole trader.
If you receive JobKeeper as a sole trader, then you need to add it into your business income. That's really important. If you get it as an employee, you don't need to add it in. But if you get it as a sole trader, if you're running a business, you need to add it into your business income.
How are you affected if you are on JobSeeker? Karen Foate says if you are receiving JobSeeker and the coronavirus supplement, you have to declare it as income.
JobSeeker is also a taxable payment, and the ATO will automatically include it in tax returns for you. It's normally ready by early July. But if you're lodging straight away in July, you do need to check that that information is in there for you.
If your employer provided you with a stand-down payment before JobKeeper became available, that will be included in your salary or wages. How are you affected if you had early access to superannuation? Well, if you received early access to super, any amounts withdrawn are tax-free. Therefore, you do not need to declare them in your tax return. Daniel Floyd has been working for 13 years as a flight attendant, but the pandemic grounded his career and finances. Mr. Floyd also has a business providing entertainment to clubs, but gigs quickly dried up. he had to dip into his superannuation to meet his mortgage payments.
This is the most stressful, unsettling thing I have ever been through. Oh, I would have lost 100% of my income. Yes, it's a relief. I'm taking my super out and then putting it into my offset mortgage account so I won't touch it. And hopefully I go back to flying and I can just pay that straight back into super.
What can you claim if you have a rental property? Over 2 million people have rental properties in Australia, and over 60% of them are negatively geared. Many tenants are paying reduced rent or have ceased paying rent because their income has been significantly affected by COVID-19.
We know that a lot of landlords have been receiving reduced rent, or perhaps some rent has been deferred, but they might still have the same expenses. So it's quite reasonable to expect that some rental property owners might have an increased loss this year.
Rent will be included as income at the time it is paid, meaning that if payments are deferred until next financial year, they should not be included. However, insurance payouts covering that loss of income should be included. While banks defer loan repayments for Australians suffering mortgage stress, interest being charged on these loans is still a legitimate tax deduction. Where can you get help? There's a lot of information to process, but there are free services to help you navigate through this tax time. Dr. Anne K.S. Kumar is a leading Australian researcher assessing tax issues faced by individuals and small businesses in financial stress. Her advice is to reach out to the University of New South Wales Free Tax Clinic.
One of the three biggest themes that we've seen is that psychological burden around having to deal with taxes. A lot of people have many years of outstanding returns, and so it gets to a point after a few years where it's very overwhelming. There's that aspect of uncertainty. So there's the ATO's tax help, which is free and run by the ATO. And then there's independent professional advice by the tax profession. But there's a gap between those services.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.